Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Darrington. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Darrington. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Bolling moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Bolling moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bolling scores. Fitzgerald moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. Sievers moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Jerry Staley now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers scores. Lemon moves to third. Schult moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is walked intentionally. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Schult scores. Usher moves to second. It's 5-0, Senators. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Doby steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sievers moves to third. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Senators. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Batty juggles the ball. That's an error on Batty. Ramos moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Ed Fitzgerald. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ramos moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Ron Northey. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. There goes Pierce trying to get to home. Usher throws the ball into Bridges, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Pierce, who came all the way from first, for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shultz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Shultz reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Shultz moves to third. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Usher is walked intentionally. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shultz scores. Runnels scores. Usher moves to second. It's 8-3, Senators. Julio Becker pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Usher moves to third. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Usher scores. It's 9-3, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to third. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 9-4, Senators. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Earl Batty. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, Senators. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 9-6, Senators. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Schult reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Rivera moves to third. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Paul LaPomme. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Minoso moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Senators. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moss hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 9-8, Senators. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Moss goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves to third. It's White Sox, 9, Senators, 9. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-4 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.